conduct yourself in an interview, those kind of things.
UJFM, in the forefront of global excellence. UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines this hour. State looking to create power generation entity outside of Eskom.
A new sporting headline, Siya Kolisi is likely to be out for a minimum of 6 weeks. And finally, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer begs Anthony Martial to regain his scoring touch. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. Minister of Mineral Resource and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, says government hopes to create a new power generation entity distinct from Eskom. His remarks came after his opening address at the Indaba this morning, where he said government would give the green light to missing companies to generate energy for self-use without a license. That would be able to sell electricity if they were successful in getting a license. Mantashe told reporters during a briefing after his address that he had invited investors to either partner with the government or invest on their own in the creation of an alternative power generation entity. And Mango Airlines CEO Nico Bezuidenhout will finalize his testimony into whether or not former SAA chairperson Dudu Mienie should be declared a delinquent director. Bezuidenhout detailed how Mienie was directly involved in procurement process at the embattled SOE and was integral to the cancellation of a contract with Emirates that would have seen a 1 billion rand injected into the airline. Last week Thursday, SAA announced it would cancel 48 local and international flights in an attempt to cut costs. And finally, independent negotiator to reach a settlement with striking staff members amid salary negotiations. The staff member downed tools demanding an 8.9% salary increase, whilst the university is offering only 6.3%. Acting Director of Communication, Lusana Ntitomboweni, says the university's latest salary increase offer has been rejected by labor unions. The countrywide strike has adversely affected the registration process at numerous campuses. Due to this, it has been extended from the 1st of February to the 7th of February 2020. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 14 rand 89 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 43 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 47 cents. Gold is selling at $1,578.67.